Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting third. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Littlefield. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bell moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to third. Walls moves to second. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to home. Bailey drops the ball. Morin scores. Walls moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield takes first base on ball four. Littrell moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bolger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Niemann and he is out, Littrell applying the tag. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards the mound. Littlefield juggles the ball. That's an error on Littlefield. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bolger. Post reaches second base with a double. Temple moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson is walked intentionally. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Reds. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Littrell moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Reds. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield juggles the ball. That's an error on Littlefield. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Reds. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Reds. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat bunts towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Temple moves to second. It's 9-2, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. Post moves to second. It's 10-2, Reds. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 13-2, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulger. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. Hoke moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 14-2, Reds. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littrell takes first base on ball 4. Tom Pohalski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohalski hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 16-2, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Crow reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bailey is walked intentionally. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bolger. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Crow scores. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's 19-2, Reds. Don Kaiser now pitching. Bobby Henrik pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Bobby Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walls. Temple reaches second base with a double. Hoke scores. Henrik goes all the way around to score. It's 21-2, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 21, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Henrik now playing shortstop. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Henrik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 21, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 22-2, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 22, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Frank Robinson now playing center field. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 3 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Henrik fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 22, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Casey Wise now playing second base. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henrik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henrik moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 3 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 22, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Lynch now catching. Frank Urnaga pinch hits for Don Kaiser. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga takes first base on ball 4. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bulger hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nux Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 22, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.